This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. We have Jen Horn with us, and Doug will be back before we know it. It's been fun having Ladies' Day.
I know. I do like that. I think it's fun. A little extra estrogen before the testosterone arrives.
There we go. Yeah. And let's do some good news. Talk about a superhuman capability. A woman in North Carolina welcomed a baby boy pretty much within 24 hours of walking her graduation to receive her doctorate.
Wow, good for her.
Right? Like, my goodness. I always thought whenever we would see royals, like Kate Middleton and Prince William, and how the day of giving birth? Was it the day of or the day after?
Oh, and then they have to dress up.
They get all dressed up, and they walk out
like
the door and do that photo. Yeah, that photo op, and I was always kind of thinking, like, how?
I know.
But anyway, so her name's Abby Bailiff, 28 years old, and she was due to give birth to her baby boy, whom she named Bodie, on April 27th. This is a week ahead of her graduation that was happening May 4th at UNC Greensboro,
like,
School of Nursing.
And I'll be there in time for my award. Okay.
Yes, exactly. And have like a week in between. It's all going to be good. Well, the due date comes, the due date goes, and each day just keeps going on, and she is still pregnant, basically like past 40 weeks. And she's like, well, I guess we're getting closer and closer because eventually this kid has to come out. And her doctor started to become a little bit worried because of the development of her baby's lungs and just being in utero for so long. At a certain point, they were like, okay, we have to induce you. So on May 2nd, she was induced, and the baby was eventually born at 3:08 p.m. on May 3rd. And her graduation was scheduled for 3 p.m. May 4th. She didn't have any complications. Everything went great. She stayed overnight and was discharged the following day. And she gets home and she was kind of thinking like, I'm not going to go. I just brought my new baby home. I'm not going to already leave my baby at home and go do this. And then 1:30 rolls around and she's like, I think I should do this. I think I should go to my graduation. So her mom and sister were like, okay, let's get you ready and let's get you there. She makes it there. She's on time, gets to walk with her graduating class, receive her doctorate while her husband and the newborn baby got to watch on FaceTime.
That is so, so stinking cute. Good for her. I can't believe she did it. Did they like roll her in a wheelchair? She just walked.
She walked. She did it. Yeah. Superwoman. Straight up. Good
That's
for her.
Really funny. That, you know, it's just when best laid plans. I don't know if she planned it that way. It doesn't seem like she gave herself a lot of room if she did. But women are such planners that we would be like, okay, we can have the baby, and then 3 days later we can get our doctorate. We can go do
yes.
our thing.
Like, we can definitely squeeze everything in.
Yeah, you got to remember Mother Nature is really in control most of the time.
Yeah, well, and my thing is, when you think about it, having it, like the actual like act of having a baby, it's a trauma on the body, and how, especially when you are a first-time parent, and they give you this creature, they're like, okay, good luck. They basically pat you on the back and are like, get out within 24 hours. Like, the next day, it's like, okay, go home.
You're like, what do I do with this little alien being? What do I do?
I swear they just dead-eye you, and they're like, survive. It's a dare.
Did you have anybody helping you when you took Mac home for the first time?
No, it was COVID. We weren't allowed to be with anybody. Like, nobody was even allowed to come see him until his 2-month vaccines because he had no immune system.
Wow.
So we were
lay low.
Yeah, we were totally by ourselves, and we were in a different state. So I think it was after the first month, his pediatrician was like, hey, he's doing well. Everything's fine. Just make sure, like, have the grandparents get tested. Make sure they don't have COVID. Ask them to quarantine from when they test, and then quarantine until they get the results. And then if they drive, don't fly. And they can come down and visit and see how everything's doing. So the grandparents got to meet him about 1 month. But I had a C-section. So
you actually could have used the help of, like, your mom or
yes, somebody. Well, unfortunately, I feel bad saying this because a lot of people do not have partners who genuinely help, who are true partners in life. A lot of spouses don't have that to a 50-50 degree, if you know what I mean. My husband is very helpful. I have a true partner there. So he was a great help when I brought Mac home. But also just the fact of how quickly they send you out of the hospital, and especially maybe because it was COVID that we went home so fast, because they were like, let's just get you out of here, you're doing fine. But I had Mac on a Thursday. I was home Saturday morning. That's a major surgery.
Did they get you, like, the lobster dinner or anything like that, at least?
No, but Ryan did bring me a Jersey Mike's sandwich.
Well,
so,
like lobster,
you know, that was, yes, that was, like, my push present. Here's a sub.
Yeah, they do at a couple of the local hospitals in L.A. The new parents will get, like, I think either prime rib or lobster.
Well, that's so L.A.
And it's not like at a fancy hospital. It's at Kaiser. It's not even at, like, the crazy fancy ones. But they'll actually bring you your dinner so you can celebrate. And then it's like, okay, once we've got you fed, now goodbye and good luck.
Oh, my goodness. That totally sounds like something L.A. or New York would do, or even Chicago.
Go home to your nanny.
Your personal chef is waiting
for
you.
That's right. Go home to your staff. They'll help you.
I don't know how to say this. It's some sad news, I guess. You know, the Boston Marathon, how it is just so prominent, and the one racer whose dad always pushes him in a wheelchair for years. What, the father-son duo began racing in 77.
Wow.
Did their first Boston Marathon in 1980. They had their last one in 2014, but Rick Hoyt, who had been the face of overcoming anything and just proof that you can do whatever you want if you set your mind to it, and especially if you have people surrounding you to help, because Rick and his dad would run the marathon, pretty much his dad pushing the wheelchair every year, and they would do multiple marathons. He sadly passed away due to complications with his respiratory system at the age of 61.
The father, the son.
The son.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they started when he's been in a wheelchair since his cerebral palsy made him paraplegic, and he had told his father he wanted to participate in a race that would benefit a lacrosse player who was injured in an accident. And so that's when they started. That's when they just started running some of these smaller races in 1977.
That's an incredible dad.
Did it ever since, yeah. They completed, like, all 5 miles of the race, and that was just what kicked off the tradition. And I believe that the Boston Athletic Association has an annual award that they give out on behalf of Rick Hoyt. For anybody who is doing wonderful things, accomplishing extraordinary things, setting goals, inspiring people with disabilities, any of that stuff, they give out these annual things. So his legacy will live on forever. But yeah, that's just sad.
Wow, poor kid. And but you know what? What a hero. He didn't give up. And I think the appropriate thing is to also say, wow, there are some really stellar parents, fathers out there who do whatever it takes to make their kids' dream come true. And that should be something that lives on, too. I hope they remember the dad just like they remember the son.
Oh, exactly. And we really think about it. This dad ran marathons after marathon while pushing a wheelchair.
It's incredible.
Most people struggle just to run with nothing.
Yeah.
And I heard this. My sister's a runner. She's done marathons. And the first marathon she did, a lot of people hold signs at the finish line, and not just signs for the person whom they're cheering on, but for just all of the runners. And there's this one sign that actually started to make me cry the first time I saw it, and I've always kind of held on to this mentality or the thought process. But when they're at the finish line, the sign said, if this is your first marathon, know now that you are no longer a runner. You are a marathon runner.
Oh,
and it was just
cool.
One of those, like, big things. We were talking about Everest and the metaphor that is Everest and people
That's
accomplishing these big feats. And yeah, that is a huge climb. a huge climb. And also, if you have your own Mount Everest that you want to summit, you, not the real Mount Everest, the metaphor again, but if you want to summit or something that you did, you accomplished, and you go brag about it. Those are some bragging rights. Hit us up on Facebook or Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. You can also call us. We love hearing your voice. Leave a message, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Jen, you had a great story about your Everest, which was public speaking and coming out of your comfort zone.
It was brutal for me. And now look, like, you can't shut me up in front of a microphone. I was a really, really shy kid, and but I was a good reader, and so I would get chosen a lot to read things. And then one day I had to run and get a speech that I wrote for student council, and I came running back. And I got in the microphone, and my breath was like you'd hear my breath. And boy, you want to talk about panicking somebody? That somebody goes, Jenny, were you crying? Because I was a Jenny back then. Ugh. And
I could not see you as a Jenny.
I didn't want to just keep me away from crowds. But it was something that I really made a conscious effort to overcome and overcome my shyness. And now here I am in front of a microphone like 7 hours a day. So
on a regular basis, and a lot of times in front of a camera too.
Yeah, TV, I have to do events and all that. And there are days when I still go, oh my gosh, am I doing this? Or like I have to pump myself up because that, you know, every once in a while that shy girl still creeps back in. So it's, it's not a physical Mount Everest, but certainly one that I had to move forward in order to find the career I really think I was supposed to do. So
that's amazing. That's awesome. And I think a lot of times careers are callings. Careers can be hobbies that you end up getting paid for. And careers can benefit people and even the environment for the good. There are fishermen in Mississippi who are actually being paid to collect crab traps that have been abandoned. To protect wildlife from being caught. These are shrimpers and crabbers who are already doing a certain job, but then they can stop this phenomenon that is known as ghost fishing, where it's just trapping the sea animals who can't get out.
Didn't have to be trapped, Jordan.
Didn't have to be trapped. It's 18 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12-bead bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug will be with us before you know it. I'm Jay Kirshner. Join with James Collins in Dallas at the control board. And, okay, you know who the Joe Bros are, right?
Oh,
Jonas Brothers.
How could I not?
How could anyone not?
I grew up on them. Because, you know, they had a TV show on Disney Channel.
They did. They did. And then they did the Camp Rock stuff. And these are brothers who are so beyond talented, each of them individually and then together as well. And you know there has to be some sibling rivalry. Well, they were doing a podcast recently, The Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, and all three of them were on. Nick was on, Kevin was on, Joe was on, and Joe was talking about a situation that he found very difficult that actually made him cry, and how he was bummed out that his brother Nick Jonas got to be the judge on The Voice. He got the Voice gig. They were both up for it, and I would think that they probably are up for a lot of similar things, especially because they're
right.
So close in
they're,
age.
They're close in age. They're brothers, and they are both equally talented. Let's be real.
Yes.
They've both released like solo albums and everything. So
exactly. And then Joe had his own band, DNCE,
right.
Which was so good. But yeah, so he was so bummed about it, and he actually found out while watching a Fleetwood Mac concert at Madison Square Garden in 2019, and then when Landslide came on, he was just crying. He was like, it's kind of picturesque and poetic, and he's like, I was really bummed, but also super proud of my brother. We always want to see each other succeed, too, but I still really wanted that gig.
It's a sibling rivalry thing where it's like, absolutely, you want to see them succeed, but I want to succeed, too.
But yeah, but can I just succeed a little bit more?
Exactly, right.
Well, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were at Cannes to premiere his new film Asteroid City, and there was kind of an issue on the red carpet. Tell you more about it coming up.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance Migraines may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
They always say a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, how much is a video worth? Because Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were seen on the red carpet at Cannes promoting Asteroid City, and there were some other co-stars that were in the film at the premiere, and apparently Tom Hanks and Rita were seen kind of making angry faces and gesturing towards a gentleman who was working there, unsure if it was somebody who worked for them or somebody who was just working on the event itself. But this is one of those things where it could have actually been absolutely nothing. James, how many times have we seen this with Bennifer?
No.
Like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the times, like, media likes to make something out of nothing, like, just, like, little looks. It could mean anything. It could, honestly, it could mean she looked at him and was like, did you just fart? You know, like, like, did you just make, like, come on, right here? You know,
They were pointing and doing something, and then Tom Hanks was doing his, like, a gesture of with the thumb, you know, the fist and the thumb, like, going sideways, like, get out or whatever.
Right.
But it probably was a lot less dramatic than that. But again, we've seen Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, and it's like, oh, are they fighting? And then sources were like, they were talking about how to stand, how to pose.
Exactly.
Or, like, they were teasing each other. They joke around, and sometimes there's just angry faces when you're even joking around. It's part of a fact. 28 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced he will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk tonight on Twitter. Musk added this is a first-time ever event and there will be an unscripted question-and-answer session afterwards. DeSantis and presidential candidate Donald Trump lead the ever-growing GOP field for 2024. Elon Musk.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
GOP national debt negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republicans and Democrats as they discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republican lawmaker Patrick McHenry says the fundamental issue of spending still remains, while Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes that it is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. Lance Fry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
I can do it. Hey, rah-rah, Doug Steffen, he can do it. What's the old, what's the football cheer? Dougie, he can do it.
You're the man.
Dougie, he's our man.
He can't do it. No one can.
Nobody can. Yes, right. All right, so anyway, in Los Angeles, about to leave for the airport to go back to the East Coast. Last night was the gala. How do we pronounce it? Is it gala or gala? You say gala, I'll say gala. Let's call the whole thing off.
The whole thing off.
Yeah, the the big winner last night, as far as I was concerned, was the Jaybird. So now we can call this the J Jay and Doug Good Day Show. The fact that you won in that sea of unknown names, maybe that's the best way. You and I were just talking about this off the air, how the world of political correctness has woven its way into this, although that's kind of always the way it is with Hollywood. You know, you look at some of the focus, if you will, of the Golden Globes or the Oscars or any other big award shows, and it's kind of the same thing. It's very Hollywood-ish and very politically correct-ish.
I also think at one point, any kind of award show where this was prior to social media, where when somebody won, like the Emmys or the Oscars, the Grammys, any of that stuff, when somebody won, they had a moment to speak their mind and everybody was listening. They didn't have to go to through a publicist or wait for pressers or anything like that. And that was their one opportunity to get something out there. Well, now with social media, where they have the availability and the audience as well, it's almost like they no longer have to use their thank you speeches for any kind of conversation like that. They can just genuinely thank people now.
Well, the winners represented a lot of stuff that nobody has seen or heard. It was just, let's go get the name that we, and maybe this sounds ignorant on my part, much as anything else. It is a new age, a new era, and we are focused, or a lot of people are focused on a lot of different stuff. But it was disappointing. Let's just put it that way, and I'll leave it. You know, what the old saying is, you haven't got something good to say, you don't say anything. I was happy to meet a couple of new friends and to see some of my old friends. I talked to a lady who was Rush Limbaugh's producer, and she's still working on the program. She does most of the social media. She does it's not Limbaugh's program. It's those other two guys who are on from noon until 3 on the Premiere Network, where Limbaugh used to be. She does most all of the whatever you see or may hear posted. And she was telling me about something that they found out about yesterday or the day before with regard to artificial intelligence, which gave me cause to really think about where I want to be in this whole issue. There's somebody who has taken, without permission, without anybody signing off on anything, because Rush Limbaugh's programs are in the public domain, even though his wife controls them, his wife and his brother control you'd think they control the access, because that was it was him and they are now his representatives in a manner of speaking. So, but that doesn't seem to make a difference. This guy has taken artificial intelligence, put in the issue of the day that Limbaugh would most likely have talked about were he alive, and then they have found the computer searches through the archives of 30 years of Rush Limbaugh and finds a way to put together in seconds what Limbaugh's monologue would be if he were talking about whatever the issue is. Trump in jail, or, I mean, Trump in trouble.
They don't even have somebody that they have to pay.
No, nothing. They just post it, and there it is. And because there's so many Limbaugh fans, this guy, whoever he is very smart. The people that miss him, I mean, you look at the ratings of the program that's on in his place now, and all three of the major contenders don't come close to the ratings and the numbers that he had. And so the people who still thirst for him and his approach, they'll find this and they'll listen to it, and they won't have a thought about whether it's moral or ethical or whether it is just.
Or whether it's the truth. People could totally falsify something, and then it's being said in a voice that people trust.
What he would. He's I mean, he's dead. So whatever you're hearing is something that's concocted. It's creative, I guess, in a manner of speaking. But then it ought to be illegal.
It should be, yes. Well, and it takes away the trust of things, because once upon a time it was like, oh, this notable person said this. Well, find me the audio. Well, now people can find the audio, and it's not even real. And it's that way with even video.
It is just amazing how we, and I guess I saw it in some of the other things that went on, there's an oblivion factor here. Maybe it has to do with experience and age. With the exception of Marlo Thomas, there were no really experienced, a couple of presenters were, I guess, But I didn't get the sense that there were a lot of really experienced people that were in radio and or television that were getting awards. It was very, the stuff was very obscure. I think I made that point earlier. I don't want to overdo it. But the, I mean, I guess I could think it through. And if you're going to encourage people to do, to go into broadcasting and to take on a job like this, then, you know, you bring somebody who's young in and you use them as an example. See here, this is what they have done. You can do the same thing if you apply yourself. And for that reason, I guess I can, I guess I get, there maybe the reason for it, but, I found the stuff about Limbaugh to be appalling because anybody could take anything that anybody has ever done and create something. I mean, this program, you could take my voice, your voice, and create the same thing around any issue, although our approach to issues is a lot different than most of the conventional shows. It just is something. I mean, who knows what's possible?
Have straight up lies coming out in our voices. That's a scary thought, a very scary thought.
I don't know if I think that it would be lies. It just isn't applicable. It isn't the thinking. It isn't me saying, somebody says to me, okay, what do you think about Mozart? And I talked a little about Mozart's music and what I studied when I was in school, and then, you know, you knew what I was thinking. But if I've ever mentioned, I'm sure in the 35 plus years, almost 36 years of doing this program and of 57 years of being on the air, if you can find audio, you can find me talking about Mozart probably at least one other place in the history of the program. So, you know, you could, it gives me the creepy crawlies. It makes me angry because somebody has taken something that they want to use, they want to sell, they want to make money on it, and it's going to be at pretty much everybody's expense. Yeah, artificial intelligence, as we know, has taken jobs away from people, let's say in a Ford assembly plant. You know, there are no half as many jobs putting cars together. Now that's progress. That's part of what it is, you know, it's like in a competitive society. That's okay. I get all of that. As long as there's something else there that they can go to, that they can feel productive about doing and have some value. Because let's face it, most people identify with the jobs they have. Most people who are your age and older.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as far as the younger, let's say people in their 20s, not so much anymore. It's easy not to work. It's easy to jump from place to place. It's easy to be. One of the things we were talking about last night was there was a show. I think there was a reference to physical fitness. I can't remember where it was. It may have been another discussion that I had yesterday with somebody. But the whole idea of where people spend their time now, how much time is spent. Matter of fact, I think there was a study that was released yesterday that I heard about from some government agency that piles onto the last report about how damaging it is to be on social media and these devices as much as people are.
It's going to ruin, it is
between this and our, what are we doing to ourselves?
Well, it's bad for
mental health. Can nobody think about it?
It's bad for mental health and the misinformation that is spread through it. And in terms of the jobs and everything, I think it started with millennials to a point where older generations, there was no work-life balance. The majority of your life was work, and you were almost rewarded to put your blood, sweat, and tears into the job. People miss the births of their children. People put themselves into the hospital because they ran themselves ragged, and they were rewarded for it because it was like, oh, you're a baller, you're a boss, blah, 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 where the whole work-life balance was like, no, my work is my work, my life is my life. They can be separated, and the pendulum has kind of swung the other way.
Above, there's something I remember reading, and I think it was Deepak Chopra, but I don't remember for sure, who said, above all, do not forget your duty to love yourself. Loving yourself in some circumstances, as you just described, that some people gave over their love or love of self to the job or to an entity because that's what they thought they were supposed to do because that's what they were taught to do.
Yeah.
And I mean, that goes back to the farm. I work from 5 o'clock in the morning, usually till 8 or so at night. But I like what I'm doing. It motivates me because I do a lot of different things, and it helps to shape me. Has it ruined my relationship with friends and, more importantly, my family? No, I haven't let it do that. I like it because it probably, if I were to psychologically evaluate it, it gives me a feeling of purpose, which is something that I was taught to have. And it wasn't a family thing. It was just, I guess, growing up on the farm, much as anything else. Anyway, so that's this. What you just said about what happens when we're so exposed to all this crap on social media, that 19-year-old knucklehead who drives the U-Haul through the barriers at the White House, who's going to go in and kill Joe Biden because he wants to be the president, how many locomotives have gone through that guy's head? He's absolutely out of his mind, and he's 19 years old. He's done for the rest of his life. He's done. His life is over for all practical purposes. And so what got him onto that?
How could you think that a U-Haul truck was going to make it through barriers and all the way into the White House?
Not only that, but how does somebody that's 19, I don't even think he's a native-born American. I forget where he was from. But he's got a swastika in the truck. And that's his motive. That's his go-to.
I believe he's from Missouri.
He's a Nazi. Yeah, but he wasn't. He's not native. I don't think he's a native Missourian. His name certainly isn't. Although you can't tell any today. And I don't mean, I've been talking a lot about names here. I just think one of the things that came out in one of the discussions is how many people are coming across the border every day. There are hundreds of thousands of people that have just, this is because I'm here in Los Angeles watching this thing, that are coming into our country every day. What are we going to do about that is the question I leave you with at 48 past the hour.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Good day, radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. It's time for Movie Moments with Chuck Curry. And what are we listening to? Because it is beautifully haunting.
That is a good score. That's To the Perfect Storm with George Clooney. John C. Reilly also. John C. Reilly, Jay, birthday today, turns 58 years of age. I love that movie, A Perfect Storm. He was also in Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, good friends with Will Ferrell. I probably first saw him in Boogie Nights back in 97. Also has done some really good voice work in movies like Sing. I'm a fan. John C. Reilly, 58 years old today.
Oh, he's great. Did you see, what is it, Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story?
He's one of those talents that could do both drama and comedy, do both very well.
He can, yes. He is. He really is great.
Let's do some This Week in Movie History. Yesterday we said that back in 84, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom opened nationwide. But in 89, which was 5 years later, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade opens with Sean Connery playing the father of Harrison Ford's Indiana. That was a movie. I'm going to give you a trivia question. That was a film when you learned the real name of Indiana Jones. Do you know his real first name?
No. What is it?
It was Henry. So Connery was Henry Sr. and Indiana was Henry Jr., which I thought was a lot of fun. And then River Phoenix, the late River Phoenix, played the young Indiana Jones in the first 20 minutes of that film, and I thought did a really good job. That was a good installment. I love the original trilogy, Crystal Skull, not so much. Dial of Destiny, I'm looking forward to it, but I really do hope the public somehow can embrace this movie. Very polarizing reaction at the Cannes Film Festival last week, so we'll see how that plays out.
Well, what are some people saying? What's making it so polarizing?
I think the people who don't like it, in all honesty, I just it's a gut feeling. I just think they didn't want to see it get made. I think they think that Harrison Ford, when he filmed it with 79, was a little long in the tooth, and they just don't want to see Indiana Jones at that age. The ones who did like it thought it was had a lot of good set pieces. The movie moved, was a lot of fun. It's always interesting to see a completely split reaction before you get to see it, because it's like people would see two movies. Now, another thing, Warner Brothers just released a final trailer to its Flash movie, which comes out June 16th. I've talked about this on the program. I feel, based on what I hear in my gut, also I think this will be summer's biggest attraction. I think this will be the movie that people will be in, compelled almost to get out of the house, start their car, drive to the multiplexes, and see this movie. That's been the trickier part of getting the industry back in line post-COVID. There have been films that have been able to do it. Obviously, Top Gun Maverick last summer was an enormous film and great for the industry. I got a feeling The Flash is going to be a really big one this summer.
Yeah, and it feels like there's a lot of hype around it, especially because of the off-the-scene stuff with Ezra Miller.
What's the reaction? I mean, it's not only the hype based on trailers, but the movie was screened at CinemaCon in April to 4,000 theater owners and blog critics, and the reaction for the most part was that it was one of the best superhero movies ever made and completely satisfying, so on and so forth. Plus, it has that pretty strong nostalgic factor of Tim Burton's Michael Keaton Batman from 82 and 89 and 92 Batman Returns playing a prominent part in this film. I think that's going to attract this generation and the generation from the 80s and 90s, which is a perfect storm for a lot of ticket sales at the movies, which I think is good.
Nice. Well, a lot of these films, there's so much that goes into it, especially the actors. Jeremy Allen White has been discussing doing the Iron Claw with Zac Efron, and it's a wrestling movie, and they play brothers.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and Zac Efron, he has already had to do different weight training and do things with his body for roles. So he's kind of used to this. And Jeremy Allen White, when asking about how he bulked up, he said that, well, you have to build all this muscle. You have to eat a lot. And he said that you're basically just eating all day long and you do not feel good. You do not feel good.
You know what's interesting, real quick? I've been watching a lot of older wrestling matches on YouTube at my ice cream parlor to kill time. And I do find 80s, 70s, and 80s wrestling fascinating because it just blew up in pop culture. It was certainly a dirty business, but a lot of good people involved. And a lot of them passed away way too young in their 50s and early 60s from the grind and the punishment of that industry. So that would probably make a good film.
Oh, absolutely. And anyone who says it's fake, it is not fake. These are athletes truly doing this stuff. It's scripted nonetheless, but they are hardcore athletes.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.